Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Amazing news yesterday as we ended our crosstalk with KMC as the word got out that Dan Quinn told other teams, I'm going back to the Cowboys. Now, did he get denied from all his jobs? Maybe. Was he left with Chicago to pick from? Possibly. I don't care if they all said, we don't think you're head coaching material in Denver, in New York with the Giants. I don't know, and it doesn't matter because this is tremendous news for the Cowboys. Micah Parsons, Tank Lawrence were celebrating it on social media, and former Cowboy Marcus Spears on ESPN talked about the big return.
This defense is what carried the Dallas Cowboys for majority of the season because we continued to see this offense fall off a cliff week after week after week. And that's all we talked about. When will they get it together? What's wrong with Kellen Moore? Dak Prescott regressing. This offense needs help. We need to get Zeke the ball. And continually, this defense continued to turn the football over. They continued to make plays. Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, when those guys got healthy, it was a formidable pass rush. You can make an argument that nobody wanted to see that four-man pass rush down the stretch of the season. So, to me, this is a home run to get Dan Quinn back.
Great news.
Look, it's very good to get him back.
And what percentage would you have given it to start off the offseason? Less than 10?
Probably around 10, maybe less. Yeah, it would have been very, very low. Because I thought for sure he was going to get a head coach a job. Because, you know, if you have aspirations to be a head... Now, some guys don't have aspirations to be a head coach. You know, they make good enough money. They don't want the headache. They don't want any of that. You know, but Dan Quinn obviously became a head coach because he wanted to become one. And he appears to want to do that again. But he had a good spot here. And maybe he didn't like the fit. He could be picky enough. He's got enough cash in the bank, maybe. His family wants to move to the right location. He knows this is his last chance because usually you don't get three chances to get a job unless you've got a Super Bowl ring. Maybe that's what he thinks. I didn't find a spot that I thought was good enough for me.
Now, I don't love it for Dan because betting on this defense, carrying the team again, getting that amount of turnovers is going to be very, very risky. I don't love it for him personally, but you love it for the Cowboys. USA Today, Jory Epstein reported that Mike McCarthy has been told he's coming back. He's safe for next year. That the Cowboys told him twice. They told him after the San Fran loss, you're good. But then they had to tell him again after Sean Payton left the Saints. So is this a story that isn't being talked about? I don't think it's being talked about enough on all the first fake shows that USA Today is reporting. Mike McCarthy was told twice, and this past week, he's safe.
I don't think it's being talked about enough, but we also know that that's not how they work.
That's not good for business.
It's not good for business. It's not salacious. You need salacious. And that is not salacious at all. That is just...
That's boring.
It's boring. Oh, the guy's job's safe? Nobody wants to hear about that. We want to hear about people losing their jobs. Firing. Drama. That's what you want to hear. You want to hear the drama. So this is not going to sell.
Very important that Jerry, Steven, whoever did it, said this. I don't know why they didn't say it in their two radio interviews last week, or Jerry I can maybe understand Jerry after the game being furious, but you had some hours after that for Stephen Jones on KMC, and then Jerry, you know, a week later, you could have said it, but he wanted it in the news. Our initial suspicions were right, mm-hmm. and great from a marketing standpoint, good for our jobs, but probably not the way you should run your football team.
No.
Wanting your head coach to sweat.
No. And besides, like, if you want him to sweat, make him sweat when, like, there's something to actually do. Like, usually you make somebody sweat so they change to make immediate change.
Like while the season's happening?
Like while the season's going on. You know, Jerry talks about not wanting to do things in the offseason, wanting to do it the regular season. Well, now all you're doing is just ruin the guy's vacation. And that makes you a bad boss. Don't ruin a guy's vacation.
You're very strong about this. That's been your big vacation take this week.
Don't yeah, it's like, is it kind of, it's kind of, it's
petty?
It's unbecoming.
Unbecoming. The Miami Dolphins are going to interview Kellen Moore for a second time, along with Brian Daboll from Buffalo and Mike McDaniel. Is Mike McDaniel the young kid that went viral from San Francisco, Troy? Is that him?
I believe so. Yeah, the guy from San Fran that looks like Logic 2.0.
Yeah, the guy who drops Mike Jones references during press conferences.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
Yeah. By the way, he didn't play quarterback in the NFL, so obviously Jeff Garcia has nothing to say about him.
That's right. Did Shanahan play?
I don't think Shanahan played. I just assumed
Shanahan got the job. Guy? He go to Austin?
Kyle Shanahan? Yeah, he went to UT.
Okay, did he play there?
That's a good question. I'll check that out.
Okay, so that would be interesting to bring back up to Jeff Garcia.
Shanahan accepted a scholarship offered by Carl Franks of Duke University, but chose to transfer as a redshirt freshman to UT, where he played wide receiver on a Longhorn team that featured college coach Major Applewhite.
Oh, okay. So there you go. Matt Eberflus got the Bears job, former Cowboys assistant, and the power struggle was won by Byron Leftwich. Jacksonville told Byron Leftwich, Tom Brady assistant, hey, we want you. Well, Leftwich said, I want to come there, but not with that GM, Trent Baalke, whose name has been out there as someone nobody wants to work with. So Byron said, it's him or me. You can keep the GM, and I will not take the job. Or you fire him, you bring in Adrian Wilson, former Cardinals player, and they did it.
Yeah.
So props to Shad Khan. You got to know when you've made mistakes to rip off the Band-Aid. He did it with Urban. He did it with Baalke. So Byron Leftwich looks like he's the next Jacksonville coach with Adrian Wilson as the GM in a power play that Byron won.
Yeah, that's you usually don't see first-year coaches win a lot of power plays out there. It's like, oh, you should be happy you got the job. But It doesn't appear that way in Jacksonville, and they moved on from Baalke, who, you know, perception-wise is one thing. But he has done a good job in his career of formulating a good roster in San Francisco. So this is a talent, like a personnel loss, but you know, you don't want to have people in the organization that nobody wants to work for.
People are starting to believe that Josh McDaniels is going to take over the Raiders, and Brian Flores completing another interview with the New York Giants.
Yeah, and he may get that job. He very well may get that job. You know, if McDaniels gets the,
I don't like that. I do not want to see Brian Flores in New York.
I mean, as long as Daniel Jones stinks, I think I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but Daniel Jones probably for a year.
Yeah.
Unless they're lying and they get Russell Wilson.
Yep. But then again, like, does what happened in Miami? How bad was it?
Had to be bad. I don't think they had any business having the records that they did in that division with that quarterback.
No. And now, if it was that bad.
Now, they did lose 7 straight at one point this year.
They also won 7 straight.
Yeah.
If it was that bad, then what does that say about Brian Flores? And what does that say about the future of the Giants? Like, is he just another Joe Judge instead of a fake tough guy, an actual tough guy?
All right, speaking of coaches, Sean Payton yesterday was on with the Dan Patrick Show, and he was asked, how many teams have reached out to you already?
Not one.
Nobody.
The networks. Not, well, they would have to reach out to the Saints. And look, you know this. You can have a backdoor. Hey, would you have any interest? That's happened maybe with a couple clubs, but I'm not looking at that path right now. At some point, I don't think I'm finished coaching, but I was excited to get two or three calls and texts from people in the television industry.
But you have had teams back channel, third party.
Two.
So the Cowboys, and Dan said, if I guess, will you tell me? And he's like, yeah. I mean, no. But he wants to do TV. And he was doing some auditions yesterday, breaking down the end of the Cowboys-San Fran game and the end of KC-Buffalo. So that's Sean Payton saying two teams have reached out with the back channeling. All right, the games this weekend, teams that are actually in it. At 2 p.m. Sunday, Cincinnati at Kansas City. And then you have the NFC Championship game, San Francisco at the Rams, 5:30 on Fox. Kansas City is favored by 7 with an over-under of 54.5. And the Rams are favored by 3.5 with an over-under of 45.5. Almost 10 points less than the AFC title game.
Yeah, and the AFC game is, I mean, that both games could easily have the over hit in this one. They really could. I am torn on these betting lines. I am struggling with these betting lines. I think they are perfectly made by Vegas.
Degenerate at 9 o'clock in the final hour to try to make you some money off of the weekend. NBA All-Stars were announced yesterday, and Luka Doncic was left out of the starting five for the West as Mike Bacsik wanted. LeBron, captain. Joker, Steph Curry, Ja Morant, the breakout player of the year, and Andrew Wiggins, Luka Doncic, not a starter.
Yeah, and I went and looked. It's really difficult to make a case that Andrew Wiggins deserves to be a starter over Luka Doncic. Very little case to be made. Like, what does Andrew Wiggins do that makes him deserve to be a starter?
What are his numbers?
18 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. His player efficiency rating is a 16. That is 79th best in the NBA.
What?
Luka Doncic averages 25 a game, 9 rebounds, 9 assists.
Wow.
And his player efficiency rating is a 22. It's not even close.
And the Mavs are 5th in the West. They're having a nice year.
Yeah, they are. They are having a nice
year. Is that just the Golden State fans that took over? Is that what that
Maybe?
Was?
Maybe it is.
In the East, it's Durant. He's a captain. Giannis eating chicken wings at his post-game presser, infuriating some. The MVP right now, Joel Embiid, as the Sixers beat the Lakers last night. Trae Young and DeMar DeRozan from the Chicago Bulls.
And did you happen to see what Shams or even Woj tweeted yesterday about the All-Stars announcement?
No.
Exactly. The NBA hired a independent law firm, Ernst & Young. They tabulated the votes, put it into a briefcase, a la the Oscars, and took it to the set of the NBA on TNT for the first time ever because they were tired of all the leaks and everyone finding out what the roster is like hours before it was announced. So for the first time, the NBA is like, yeah, let's lock it down.
Yeah, they should do that in the with the draft.
I don't think that would stop the leaks because you get these people talking to Schefter and them, right? I never really found out the NBA All-Star starter.
Yeah,
I never remember that being leaked before, but no one really cares about it that much anymore. Caps stars tonight.
Oh, baby.
At the AAC.
It's Zuboff night. They are putting his jersey, sweater, whatever, up in the rafters. And that's against Ovi, Ovechkin.
And then the Mavs against our old Tolo friend, Rick Carlisle.
Rick!
Tomorrow night. Mavs Pacers. Did you see what happened to Indiana yesterday? Charlotte broke their franchise record with points scored. 158.
Who says Jordan can't be a owner GM?
158-126.
Yikes.
How many is that the high total point game for the entire season?
When you score 126
and lose
by over 20, When you was get wait, you lost by 32.
Oh.
What's up with the voice today cracking?
Oh. Oh.
158. So Mavs against Carlisle tomorrow. Headlines.
That's 40 points a quarter.
Headlines here on. You needed your calculator for that?
No, I was just thinking.
I looked at you. You were looking at your phone. No. I was like, did he really need that right there? Headlines on a Football Friday here on Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Is he believing the report that Mike McCarthy is back? Why didn't anyone else want Dan Quinn? What's going on with Kellen Moore? Let's go inside the Star to see if all this makes sense with Bobby Belt, Cowboys insider, after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dan Quinn and Mike McCarthy back. Kellen Moore interviewing for the second time with the Miami Dolphins. What's really up with Sean Payton? Let's get the Cowboys insider Bobby Belt here on Sean and RJ via the Diamond Factory Hotline. Your reaction to the USA Today report that the Cowboys told Mike McCarthy not once, but twice that he's coming back for next year.
Yeah, I think it fits with what we all had kind of heard a little bit, which was there was definitely a question about it and something that Mike McCarthy needed an answer on. But ultimately, he's going to get one more shot at this. And I think that we're definitely looking at, you know, Jerry had told you guys Super Bowl or bust, you know, in the week or two leading up to the playoffs. I think this is Super Bowl or unemployment line for Mike McCarthy in 2022. And I think that Stephen Jones, who is a big advocate for Mike McCarthy, helped kind of keep things at bay for another year and helped to ensure that he was going to be back this year. But I think it's also, you know, all right, this is your final shot, dude. And you can't fall short again. We can't have this happen again. And if it doesn't go the way they need, then, you know, I think Jerry definitely is going to go after Sean Payton next year. So, I mean, this year was a massive disappointment. It was actually a historical disappointment. I was doing some research this morning. 57 teams since the merger have had a point differential of 170 or better, and the 2021 Cowboys are the only team that failed to reach the divisional round. And so it was a pretty brutal ending to the year, and I don't think Jerry's happy about it. And you heard Jerry after the season didn't want to put much blame on players, seemed to put a lot of it on the coaching staff. So they'll probably tide him over a little bit with some assistant coaching changes. And Mike McCarthy's definitely on the hot seat this year.
Well, of course he's going to blame the coach, not the players. He picked the players. Why would he blame the players, the people that he picked? Makes perfect
sense. That's
true, but
I mean, he hasn't hesitated to talk about guys needing to step up, players needing to step up before. And, you know, I think he still said it was disappointing that with the amount of talent they had that the guys should have played better. But, yeah, definitely putting more of it on the coach and stuff. I mean, you could say he picked the players. He also picked the coaches, though. And so, I mean, that's going to
reflect on him. Jay Glazer picked the coach. Let's be fair on that one.
Well, that's true, yeah. Jay Glazer picked the coach, and Steven saved the coach.
Right. Is this too much of a reversal? So they went too long with Jason, too long of a leash, would this be too short of a leash with Mike? I mean, this is like Sean and I both agree that we don't really count 2020. You know, it's he didn't have a quarterback. It was a virtual season. You know, this would basically mean you get 2 years. Is that too much of a reversal?
While I agree that you can't count 2020 as, you know, a real opportunity to do anything, I think that they definitely were able to learn things about Mike McCarthy and how he was going to handle things. And so even though it probably shouldn't count as a real opportunity, it definitely informs their view of him.
What do you think
the
they
way
learned?
He handled. I think that they learned that, you know, there was a lot of those issues with the buddy system and the people that he hired, Mike Nolan in particular. I think they felt like he was a little too hands off when it hit the fan. And so I think that they definitely learned some things about how he responds to crisis and things like that. I think they learned some things that they liked when, you know, Slater's report came out about Mike Nolan and some of the issues that some players were having with coaching. I think they liked generally the way that Mike handled that in the media. And I think Mike handled that better than Jerry did, the questions about that. And so, and you know, he said, these are the things that happen when you lose, you got to expect it. So I think that there were some things they did learn that they liked, but I also think that they didn't totally love the way that he responded to the issues that popped up. And so I think it definitely informs how they viewed him heading into this season. And then when things fall apart, and I don't think the Cowboys liked the way that he seemed to look outward. You know, for a guy that got a job again for talking about how much internal reflection he did, I don't think they liked that when the season ended, he was looking outward at what officiating did and things like that. But, you know, he sounded like a guy who knows that his job is on the line. He, you know, talking about trying to convince everybody, I know how to win in this league. I know how to win in the playoffs. I know how to win a Super Bowl. So I think he knows it's a possibility and that he's, you know, fighting for his job. But I think time's so short for Jerry that he doesn't have time to mess around here. And so I think that that's why he ultimately moved on from Jason Garrett, despite how tough that was. And I think that's why he's not going to let Mike McCarthy sit here and spin around for the entire 5 years of that contract.
Bobby Bell, Cowboys insider here on 105.3 The Fan. Do you think that Jerry Jones reached out to Sean Payton this week?
I'm sure that there has been behind the scenes communications or, you know, hey, I talked to this guy and talked to this guy and I made sure that that guy then talked to Sean Payton or something like that. I don't know that there was anything direct.
Yeah.
Now they don't really have to worry a ton, I don't think. I mean, technically, even though he is still, you know, under Saints control, I think with him retired, I don't think they have the same sort of issues with tampering or anything else if they communicate that. But, you know, it gives you some plausible deniability.
Yeah.
If you don't want to, you know, make it be known that you were flirting with another coach while, you know, your head coach is under contract and cause that issue. But I think that, you know, they've definitely got the interest there. I think Jerry has, if this was fully up to Jerry and they didn't have anybody else, Steven or anybody else in the building, I think that was helping to make these determinations, then I think Jerry would have been completely comfortable moving on from Mike after the season. And
but why isn't it up to
Sean
Jerry? Payton. Since when is it not up to Jerry?
I think the greatest example of that it wasn't completely up to Jerry. I mean, ultimately, I think he can pull that card if he wants to. But I think that Jerry's just changed a little bit. I think the ultimate example of that is the fact that, you know, when they released Dez Bryant after the 2017 season, where Jerry wanted to keep him and he was outvoted and he allowed that to be the case.
Yeah.
He wanted it, you know, he's got this brain trust that he has that helps to make these determinations. So he's just, as years have gone on, he's less likely to just say, I'm going rogue here.
Yeah.
The way, like, you know, Brian's always told the story about them picking Quincy Carter, where everybody had kind of said, hey, this isn't a good idea here. And Jerry, like, literally told the scouts to leave the room so they could pick him. And so it's one of those things
story.
Where I think that, yeah. And that's the thing. I think, you know, he liked Manziel and he was, you know, he allowed himself to be outvoted on Manziel. I think he, you know, initially kind of allowed the Romo benching to happen with Dak. And so he's, you know, ceded some of that a little bit or just is more willing to listen to advisors and people in the circle. And so I think that this is another case where he's letting that go on, but he's only willing to do this for one more year. And then next year he is making the call if it doesn't go the way he wants. And I think he wants Sean Payton here. I think Sean Payton, for all his talk of, I don't think, you know, it'd be this year. I think if that job had come open and they said, Sean, we want you, Sean is coming immediately. And so I think there's want to on both sides. It's just there's, you know, the circle has been able to keep Jerry at bay for one more year.
Look, you and Slater, I mean, she kind of not splits her time, but her other NFL Network time is with the Saints. What do you know about Sean Payton? What's this guy really like?
I mean, I just know from a media perspective, it's more difficult than covering, you know, Jason was or even covering Mike is. You know, he's got his way that he likes to run things over there, and it'd be a lot tougher to probably get information about what's going on in the building if he were here. Brian has always joked when he was over at DallasCowboys.com like that if they brought Payton over, like, well, okay, that's the end of my job. Like, I'd get fired immediately. There's no way that he wants people, like, with our knowledge, you know, talking into microphones. And so, you hear just from talking to folks on the beat over there about how, you know, it's a tight ship that they run.
But everyone in your circles, like, without hesitation, agrees that he'd be a coaching upgrade over Mike?
Yes. I've not heard anybody say they think Mike is... The closest I've heard is some people have said, you know, Mike is a tier below, or even fans of McCarthy think, you know, he's in the ballpark or something like that. But everybody I've talked to believes Sean Payton is a better coach.
What do you say to the argument, though, on paper that they're the same, which they are the same on paper?
I'd say that when you let go of Jason Garrett on paper, he was, you know, out of the available coaches, was like the fourth best winning percentage of any of them. And
he has a better winning percentage than Jimmy Johnson does.
Right, exactly. And so I don't think that you can point to those things. I mean, look, here's the thing, is that I think that Mike McCarthy has a track record of, in situations where things start going wrong, he doesn't have the greatest response. Whereas with Sean Payton, I think a lot of people feel like, man, even when the cap is messed up, which is largely, you know, his doing, to be fair, but when the cap's messed up, when quarterbacks go down, when things happen like they did this year, they were still right in it to the end. And so I think that people feel like he makes lemonade out of lemons more frequently than Mike McCarthy has.
But isn't that just a perception and a feeling? Like, you know what I mean? Sure, like, it's like we think that, you know, Mike McCarthy is this boob, doesn't make good game management decisions. Then we look around and everybody else is doing the same, making the same mistakes. Like, isn't that just I'm not saying that Sean's not a better coach. I think he is. But I just wonder how much of that is perception with McCarthy and McVay. And Payton.
I would say it's not. It is perception on our end. I don't think that you can say it's perception when you talk to other coaches across the league, though. Like, other people in the industry who are in those same circles who do the same sorts of jobs, their coaches, universally have said, when I've talked to them, that Sean Payton's a better head coach.
What happened to Dan Quinn in Denver? Why is he coming back here?
Nathaniel Hackett stole that job, and not like in a bad way, just, you know, came in there and took it. Everyone expected the Broncos to hire Dan Quinn. It was, I mean, right leading up to the end of the Cowboys season, even before it was over, when you would talk to people, Broncos front office, Cowboys front office, Cowboys players, agents involved in this, other assistant coaches across the league, Vegas, everybody thought this was going to be Dan Quinn's job that you talked to. And that was, you know, I think I told you guys, I talked to an assistant coach across the league outside of Dallas who had said, you know, the line was, hey, if you want to go work with Dan Quinn, get your resume for Denver, that's where he's going. And so if you'd like to go work with him, make sure you're preparing for, you know, an interview in Denver. And so I think talking to some people yesterday, it sounded like Hackett just came in and kind of swept the Broncos off their feet during the interview process. And from what I heard, by the end of the line, when they hired Hackett, like, it was a unanimous decision for everybody in Denver. So they just had a complete change of heart through the interview process, and they all wanted Hackett by the end. And I think Dan Quinn really wanted the Denver or Seattle job if that came open. Seattle didn't. And I think he had some real interest by the end in Chicago. But once the game of musical chairs finished and Dan didn't really have a seat that he wanted, I think it just made sense to him to say, all right, let's run it back and try again next year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, let's pick these games at 8 o'clock. Here on Sean and RJ, it's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. There are reports or rumors that are really starting to boil saying that this will be Troy Aikman's final game on Fox, the call of the NFC Championship game on Sunday. He's been going back and forth, apparently, with negotiations with Amazon and Fox. Do you know what Amazon, what their deal is with the NFL? Like, because I get confused with it. I'm like, what are they doing again? Where are we supposed to watch it again?
On Amazon.
On Amazon. But, like, does that mean I can't watch on NFL Network on Thursday nights? Do you know what the, here's the deal. They're going to broadcast 15 Thursday night games.
Yeah.
Only on its platform in 2022, and that's going to run through 2032. Wait, so are you telling me Thursday night football I cannot watch on regular television, like cable? Is that what this means for 10 years, Thursday night?
I don't know if you can't watch it on NFL Network. But, like, so, like, the league is going to renew it with all those, and it's going to add Prime Video as an exclusive partner for the Thursday night package. So it's going to carry that full package of games. Oh, it says exclusively. Okay, so probably not on NFL Network.
Why would the NFL do that?
Because more people probably have Amazon Prime than have NFL Network.
You think?
I think it's probably 10 times the amount of people have Amazon Prime.
I would definitely agree with that.
Well, we are the minority.
But you have to pay extra for Amazon Prime,
not for the app. If I want to download, now they have
I can get the NFL Network with some, you know, regular cable packages.
Right. Do you have a Fire Stick? Amazon Fire Stick?
No.
All right. First of all, welcome to 04. Second of all, when you get it. Okay, when you get the Fire Stick or whatever it is, you'll see like a bunch of the videos or movies, right? And some will just have the picture of the movie. And some will have the picture of the movie, but with a little tag on top that says Prime. Okay? And those are the free ones. Those are the ones that Amazon has.
Yeah.
I wonder if the NFL will have that little tag on it. It will be free. Or You have to pay. So like, if I want to watch, let's say I want to watch the new James Bond film, because I still haven't seen it yet.
You're a bad Bond fan.
Well, I was busy the first 2 weeks, then once I was, then I was out. I'm not going to the theater at that point. It's like $2.99 to rent it. You know, so you gotta either rent it or whatever. So I don't know how that's gonna work.
But see, like Amazon Prime, it's like what, $11-$12 a month. I mean, you do pay for it, but not only with all the content that you get from, you know, the games that they're talking about, but also, as RJ said, with the movies, documentaries, everything else. It's just like any streaming service. And what the NFL is looking at, they're not looking at 2022. They're not looking at 2023. They're looking at 2032, 2033. That's why whenever a show debuts, it's like, hey, did you see that new show on NBC or ABC?
Yeah.
Probably not, because network television is slowly, extremely slowly going away.
You probably already have Amazon Prime.
I have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, then you're going to be able to get the game for free.
Yeah, but I was just, but I have to maintain like my subscription to it, you know?
Which
like,
you're going
it's
to
not
anyway.
Free. I pay for Amazon Prime.
Like 10, 11 bucks a month, which you're still going to pay for. Because you're going to get packages for free, shipping for free.
Yeah.
And you're married. And every household in America where there is a married couple has an Amazon Prime subscription.
Oh, my God. I got an Amazon package yesterday, Sean. Lava salt. Game changer for your steak.
For the steak? Really?
Game changer.
Where are you on the dry aging process?
It's still sitting in the fridge. I cannot wait to eat that sirloin in late April.
So,
God.
So I know that what RJ is going to say if Aikman's gone, Joe Buck, I think, is sounding a little bit depressed, but are we viewing this as a big, humongous sports broadcasting breakup? Like, when Madden, you know, went with Al Michaels, that was the end of Madden and Summerall. Like, are we viewing this as a couple and a duo that will miss greatly?
Yeah, of course. Oh, this is a big breakup. Buck and Aikman? That's, I mean, it's probably not on the level of Madden Summerall.
It's definitely not on the level.
That's just because nothing ever is on the level that they used to be on, for one. And then the amount of years. I'm trying to think how long Madden Summerall did their games together for. But no, this is absolutely a mega breakup. No doubt about it. I'll try to think the other duos of announcing.
Yeah.
You know, that we've had, like, John Miller, Joe Morgan on Sunday Night Baseball was big, right? That was a good one.
I stopped watching regularly when those two broke up. I love those two.
Buck and McCarver. But just like Troy Aikman, McCarver was just, you know, he had gotten a little bit past his era and forgot how the new game was being played. I mean, you can go down the list. I mean, there's a lot of good.
I mean, the Monday Night booths.
The current ones?
No. Back in the day.
Oh gosh. No,
the current ones.
With,
they can't find someone to stick with.
Michaels and
Frank Gifford and Dan Dierdorf.
Yeah,
that's like really
Al
old
Frank
school.
And Dan.
Yeah.
So Aikman's either trying to figure out whether to stay at Fox to do both the Thursday night Amazon and Sunday games for Fox, or just do Amazon. Well, you really want to go and do just the Thursday game of the week? Maybe the NFL is going to give them better games. And then there's an Al Michaels rumor about ESPN.
Yeah, the rumor is Al Michaels, the ESPN's trying to lure
Al what?
Alsomnia. because, you know, why can't we just keep throwing jobs at 80-year-olds? So Al Michaels is apparently ESPN's trying to throw money his way. You know, ESPN, they have made a mockery of their Monday Night Football broadcast.
Yes.
They are just putting anyone in there. ESPN is so enamored with big names, just so enamored with names and athletes that they are just basically doing whatever they possibly can to get another big name in there. And they have made a mockery. They have turned their flagship broadcast into a turnstile. Like, let's find any two or three idiots who can just hold the seat warm for the next big thing that we're going to find. Instead of giving him a chance to actually do something.
Who's Al going to do the game with? Is this a Peyton Manning lure?
That was like the Amazon thing, right?
Because Al and Peyton are tight.
They wanted, Peyton was like, the thought was Peyton would only do games with Al. You think Al would set him up or something like that? I don't know. And maybe this is, but they've got that contract with the Manning cast. I'm sure they could easily get out of it.
So who would replace Aikman? Aikman, Sean Payton. I can't roll that dice if I'm Fox doing that with Sean Payton. I can't make Sean Payton my one unless he, well, he can guarantee me anything and then get out of it. But everyone thinks Sean Payton right now is a one and done. I can't have him go in there and replace Troy Aikman. I don't know who replaces him.
Are we assuming he's a one and done?
Yes, we're assuming it.
Yeah. Why are we assuming?
Because he keeps talking about, I think I'll coach again.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't said, I don't know if I'll ever coach again. Like,
now, doesn't I think I'll coach again?
Unless he becomes Romo, I think Sean Payton's ego is too big to just disappear into a booth. Now, you're not disappearing into a booth if you're taking Aikman's spot.
That's an ego spot.
But do I hire Sean Payton if I think he's one and done? I mean, he said it in multiple interviews now that he hasn't ruled out coaching again.
Right.
Do you hire Sean Payton to replace Troy Aikman? No, you just move up the pecking order. Who's behind Aikman? Is it going to be Greg Olsen? Is it going to be Daryl Moose Johnston?
Sorry, Moose.
It's going to be. No, I think you have to. You're going to pump up someone that you already has the experience.
You need a rock star.
With no experience?
Was Chris Collinsworth a rock star?
Tony Romo. Huh?
Chris Collinsworth a rock star when he got that Sunday night job?
No, but he had been doing it for a while.
Yeah,
Collinsworth was on, everything. I think, Fox and CBS.
Everything. I mean, inside the NFL. He's been everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But like, they're not going to bump Moose up to the one. No way. They're not going to bump up Greg Olsen. I mean, he's a little too boring to be the one. Like, you got Romo, you got Collinsworth now. I understand what you're saying about Chris, but I don't know. I don't know what you do. Where you go? You already got Drew Brees over there at NBC. Speaking of broadcasters, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, was on with the Massholes in Boston, WEEI, and he got some breaking news.
When the NFL makes changes, it happens slowly. It always happens way more slowly than anybody wants. So when they went from sudden death to, well, you know, it's sudden death unless you don't get a touchdown, then it took a long time. And I think there were some traditionalists, some diehards who didn't want it to happen. And they pushed and pushed and pushed, and finally there was a little bit of movement. Plus, at the time, the focus was more on, you know, I just got a text. I got to go.
Well, now, there goes Ian Rappaport with us on the Harbor One Hotline.
And he dropped the S. Funny response from the show in Boston. We respect Ian's decision to put his job as an insider first, as there's a drive into deep left field by Castellanos.
Yes!
Now, so
well done.
That story was Eberflus to the Bears. But if you remember, Rappaport did this on our sister station a few years ago on The Fan in D.C. with Chad Dukes, who is no longer there.
Ian Rappaport is my guest on Chad Dukes First World NFL Network. Of course, they'll provide exclusive.
I'm sorry. I need to take this phone call. I apologize.
That is the last time we have that son of a bitch on this show. I swear to God. What a piece of garbage that guy is. That's twice he's done that. Just a complete and total disrespectful douche. Please, please tweet Ian Rappaport and say, Chad Dukes thinks you're a douche. And he's going to start every show for the rest of the year saying Ian Rappaport is a douche. Because I am. At Rap Sheet, tell him I think he stinks. He just kicked me in the balls in the 5 o'clock hour. I don't know how many of you know this, but the 5 o'clock hour, money hour for the PM drive. And I just got kicked in the nards by a Zip Zero, stingy with De Niro. I need you in my life, Ian Rappaport. Trust me, I don't. I can talk about spam paste for an hour. Good luck. Good luck with your life. And good luck knowing that Daniel Jeremiah knows more about football in his foreskin than you know about in your whole body.
Chad ended up losing that battle big time. First off, he had Rappaport on, and then he's insulting him that he's a nobody. So why'd you have a nobody on your show? And then Chad goes on to not be hosting that show anymore.
Yeah, but he dropped a good taken line.
Good luck.
good luck. Good luck.
No,
good
luck. The way he says, I feel like if douche. I say douche the way he does, like my nose is going to implode.
It's a douche, a douche.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.